This is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterley, and I'd like to welcome you to another fine 2 hours of modern mainstream jazz on the Feeling of Jazz. And we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. So we hope you'll make it a habit of being with us every Sunday night at that time. I'm going to kick off the show with something by flautist Herbie Mann from his Savoy album, Yardbird Suite. And he's going to do the title track written by Charlie Parker, Yardbird Suite. And it also includes Phil Woods on alto sax, one of my favorite underrated, overlooked vibists, Eddie Costa, and Joe Primo on guitar. Let's listen to Yardbird Suite.
Thank you.
was Herbie Mann on flute, leading up a little group that he had with Phil Woods on alto sax and Eddie Costa on vibes. That was Charlie Parker's composition, Yardbird Suite.
I'm going to play something from the Jazz Laboratory series, Do-It-Yourself Jazz Volume 1. Features two different groups, and the group I'm going to play is the Duke Jordan, is the Hal Overton group, featuring him on piano, Phil Woods on alto, Teddy Kotek on bass, and Nick Stabulis on drums, doing a tune entitled You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
Thank you.
Woods on alto and Hall Overton on piano doing a tune entitled You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
Well, it's been a while since we've done anything by Tenor Man Illinois Jacquette. We're going to solve that problem right now. We're going to do something from Illinois' album Swing's the Thing. And this is a Rodgers and Hart composition, Have You Met Miss Jones? And along with Illinois, we have Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Joe Jones on drums, trumpeter Roy Eldridge. Let's listen to Have You Met Miss Jones? Thank you. was Rodgers and Hart's great composition, Have You Met Miss Jones? And that group was headed up by Illinois Jack Kett on tenor sax, some fine trumpet work there by Roy Eldridge, and How Can You Beat This Rhythm section of Herb Ellis and Ray Brown on guitar and bass.
I want to play a trio sound of the Three Sounds, and is the name of the group, and it's a Blue Note CD entitled Babe's Blues. The name of the tune is Lazy Cat.
Thank you.
That was the Three Sounds playing a tune called Lazy Cat, featuring Gene Harris on piano, Andrew Simpkins bass, and Bill Dowdy on drums.
Next up is guitarist Barney Kessel from his contemporary album, Let's Cook. And Barney is assisted on this particular album by Victor Feldman on vibes, Hampton Hawes on piano, Naptown's own Leroy Vinegar on bass, Shelly Mann on drums. Of course, Barney's leading the group up on guitar. This is from a contemporary album called Let's Cook, and this is a Comden Stein and Green composition that has been lasted all down all through the years. It's called Just in Time.
Thank you.
Barney Kessel on guitar from his album Let's Cook on a contemporary label, and also heard some vibe work there by Victor Feldman, and the piano work was done by Hampton Hawes.
We haven't heard the tenor sound of Stan Getz for a while, so I want to go to a Verve album entitled Stan Getz and the Cool Sounds. And the name of the song I'm going to play is Of Thee I Sing. And the liner notes are so small Superman couldn't read them. But it does feature Getz on tenor sax, Shelly Mann on drums, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Lou Levy piano. Of Thee I Sing. Of the I Sing, man, he was playing pretty good.
I tell you, this is a night we can tote out some of our old friends on tenor sax, because we did Illinois Jacquette and Stan Getz. Now I'm going to do Jug, Gene Ammons, from his prestige album, Dodo and Jug. And Dodo refers to Dodo Mamorosa, a brilliant piano player. And, of course, Jug is Chicago's own Gene Ammons. And this is from a prestige album and cut back in Chicago in 1962. And listen to Jug and Dodo do Rodgers and Hart's great composition, Falling in Love with Love. Thank you. Tenor Man Jug. That's Gene Ammons on tenor sax doing Falling in Love with Love, a great Rodgers and Hart tune, and some fine piano work there by Dodo Mamarosa.
I'm going to play something by Ray Brown, and I think that he's probably one of the most, works the hardest of, he's passed away now, but most active bass players. He played with all kind of groups, but Telarc Jazz came out with a series for Ray Brown, and it says, some of my best friends are, and in this instance, it's trumpet players, but he has a whole series of different horns or saxophone, things like that. He's going to play a tune entitled Gene's Tune, and it's Clark's Tune, and it features Clark Terry with the trio.
Thank you.
a Clark's tune played by Clark Terry, and I kind of fumbled and stumbled my way through the introduction, but basically this CD features 12 cuts, and it features Terrence Blanchard, John Faddis, Roy Hargrove, James Morrison, Nicholas Payton, and Clark Terry. The trio consisted of Ray Brown on bass, Jeff Keyser piano, and Kareem Riggins on drums.
I'm going to do an album on the Bethlehem label called West Coasting with Connie Condoli and Stan Levy. There's 7 tracks by the Connie Condoli Quartet that has Stan Levy on drums and, of course, Connie on trumpet. And then there's 8 tracks with the Stan Levy Sextet that includes Connie Condoli on trumpet. I'm going to do a track from the Connie Condoli Quartet part of the album with Max Bennett on bass, Claude Williamson on piano, Stan Levy on drums. This is a little swinger called Tune for Tex. Mishawaka's own homegrown son, Connie Condoli, on trumpet, doing Tune for Tex.
I'm going to feature a homegrown guitar player from Indianapolis, Wes Montgomery. To conclude the first hour of The Feeling of Jazz, we ask you to stay tuned after 5 minutes of news at the top of the hour for the second half of The Feeling of Jazz tonight. I'm going to play a composition that is a Wes Montgomery composition called Twisted Blues, and he's backed up by the Oliver Nelson Orchestra.